When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to Season 1 now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Welcome to Facing Fade Off World. I'm your Game Master, Russ Moore. Joining us today will be Carla Maxted playing Cargo Wynn, Amy Moore playing Flynn Schluter, and the lovely cast of Realms of Peril and Glory, including Zachary Forte Gum as Quasar Pulsar, Liz Campbell as Margot Wynn, and James Barbarossa as your fearless captain, Raph Lone Wolf. We're diving right into part two of Offworld, right in the midst of the action. If you haven't listened to part one yet, we suggest you go back and do so. It's a lot of fun, you're going to have a lot of laughs, and a big twist coming right out of the gate here in this episode. We'd also like to remind you to go join our friends over at Realms of Peril and Glory and tell them that we sent you, because we love to share amazing podcasts with our listeners. That's you. So while you do that, let's tee up part two of Facing Fate, Offworld. Thank you so much for listening today. Part of the way through today's episode, we'll be revealing Facing Fate's next season, coming early 2022. We join the intrepid crew of the Resilient Squirrel as they burst into what presumably is the command center for this Lalvoilian base. Some things are looking a little bit off here, though, as Quasar Pulsar draws his weapon, and which one would you like to move to attack, Quasar?
Attack? Oh, no, no. His sword's just for looking.
Yeah, it's not great.
Space Elf, tell him we'll shoot them if they don't stand down.
I would like to, like, fencer position, push my knife up to the throat of the most impressive-looking mantis in the room and say, "That's enough out of everyone in here."
Let's roll plus willpower.
Okay, that's my best.
Now we're sure they speak English.
Russ, you're not going to believe this. Russ, you are fully not going to believe this. It is 2 sixes plus 2.
Whoa.
What is wrong
I'm
with you?
I'm sorry.
Three?
I swear to God. I swear.
We're here to break your game.
Trust me. I'm really sorry we're winning. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Because this is messed up.
All four arms go up of this well-decorated Lalvoil. You don't know what they say, but there's a series of like clicks and ticks and bug noises, and everybody else stops what they're doing.
Okay.
And is just still for a moment.
And this is where I strut in confidently, because I don't have sneak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to walk in like I belong there and go over to like the, you know, the schematics area and start looking for them eggies.
I'm gonna hold the other guard up with my knife gun.
Does anybody speak English in here? Those words coming in an English accent? Real bad. Yeah.
Does anyone speak English in here?
Shall we pretend we're like the negotiation envoy for the Kingsmen? That might buy us some time.
I've killed one of them already, so.
Negotiation!
There's a war on.
It's aggressive negation.
Does anyone speak our language in here?
Series of clicks, ticks, and other brrring noises occur.
Ooh, I find a button that is a translation button. For galactic.
Please roll communication. Please roll two sixes. Please.
That's like not that. How Amy rolled, James.
But couldn't that be, that could be a supply, like a universal translator?
That's a good idea.
Couldn't I just find it in the tech that's, we're in the control room.
But why would they?
They must talk with other races. How would they understand each
You're
other?
You're a space elf. You probably got a universal translator.
Maybe that's the root of this war outside, is the failure to communicate. Mm.
That's
the root. All right, well, I've been trying to learn other languages. I pull out my Palm Pilot. That's got...
It's got Rosetta Stone.
It's got Google Translate on it, and I'm going to use a doctor roll for that.
No, if you're using supply, you don't have to. If you want something to appear in the room that is not off your person, I would make you roll for it.
Well, I don't think I should roll for anything.
Well, I don't think that's
It's good
fair,
to know
Russ.
your strengths and weaknesses.
I don't feel like I should
It's
roll.
Not fair to make Amy roll. It's not fair on any of us.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
I really just bring the team down.
We're still dealing with that overloading pressure that's building up back at the ship.
I'm a little worried. I bring up my handheld translator. I spelled translator on my sheet.
Yep.
And
the translator.
Right.
You catch the tail end of whatever phrase this one Lavoil was saying, and it ends in, "Do you work for the Kingsman?"
Naturally, darling, we work for the Kingsman.
We work tangentially in relationship with the Kingsman.
Aren't they trying to kill the Kingsman?
They are.
Yes, but what else are we going to tell them? That we're just also here?
Slow down, you guys. And it's just like clicking and like translating literally everything you're saying.
We work
Pizza
with
delivery?
You.
Yeah.
That's not... We could work with you, but right now we're working for the Kingsman.
We don't work with slave traders.
We're not slave traders.
We are not
traders.
Slave
you work
traders,
with Kingsman.
My friend.
We work tangentially in relationship to the Kingsman.
With slave traders.
You're slave traders.
Right. You're slave traders?
You are slave traders.
The Kingsmen are slave traders.
Okay.
The Kingmen take our people and use them for hard labor. We are fighting against them and using the Kazakh to unleash
this
on our prisoners, on our captors.
Sorry,
this
did you say the
ethic.
Kingsmen were using the Kazakh to unleash on prisoners?
We have found the Kazakhs. We will unleash the Kazakhs on the Kingsmen.
And the Kingsmen.
Because you're enslaving your people.
Yes.
Do you have any proof of that?
Oh, guys, I don't know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Do we have any proof of that?
I've killed two of you guys, and I would like to say I am dreadfully sorry.
I am not looking forward to this reveal. I've been murdering people.
This is more ethically complex than Raph is ready to deal with.
Welcome to Playing with Russ.
Yeah, you actually dive into the computer system and find that it's all in proper English and Kingsman files.
Huh. That's not a good sign.
No.
Oh, man. Guys, I think they're telling the truth.
Then you think back to the signs you saw on the wall, and they were all in English, too.
Shit.
Okay.
Well,
here's what we do.
Hard heel turn?
We kill all of the Kingsmen.
You all know me. You all know me very well. I hate this man. With everything I am. If I could kill him right now, I would. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The man has a
but
brick,
you can't.
And I can't.
Yep. Yeah.
I am on his side in this case.
Should we maybe ask them more about... So this must have been a Kingsman building,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, must.
We overthrew it.
Huh.
Right.
Forced them out, and then they brought in more forces. We stole their weapons.
And you're planning to stop the Kingsmen by unleashing the Kharsekh on them.
Yes.
And the Kharsekh are horrifying creatures, and are you certain they weren't overrun yourself as well?
We are few at this outpost now. We will take their ships and make a new home.
Yes, but the Kingsmen have a certain way of following you and hunting you down. Making you pay for the petty things that you've done to them in the past.
Trust me, we know.
That's why we're here.
We need to send Kha'zix to Kingsman.
Look, I didn't say that.
Yeah, we can. We can bring.
Oh,
yeah. Wait a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can actually bring some. If you give us some Kha'zix eggs,
we'll deliver it to them.
We can deliver them straight.
How do we hatch them?
You heat them up.
Very easily.
Great. We'll keep them cold till we.
Okay.
Give us a couple eggs. We have sacks with us. What a coincidence!
How big are they? We've been wondering this.
He looks down at your sacks and just keeps holding his arms a little bit wider.
Big.
I just keep holding up kind of increasingly large sacks.
Like humorously different size sacks.
Versus like Ziploc baggy, no paper bag, no like thermos lunch kit, no.
Right.
Large sacks. You need a ship or unit to.
And how many Kha'zix are in each egg?
One.
And how many people can a Kha'zix feasibly kill?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Well, all right.
So here's what we do: we take two. We got enough room for two.
Have we got
There's
enough room
for us two? Here.
We
can carry two. And how do we hatch them?
Yeah, and the
what if
the
I go back and get the ship
cold,
and just come to the
coincidentally?
Loading
dock? Look,
if you're good. Because we can just tell them we just stole it from you.
Yeah, just back up on in. We'll
and
roll
then
them
hand it
on.
Over.
It'd be great.
Oops.
Oopsie poopsie.
Hatch.
Yes.
They die. We've run away.
Naturally.
And then some of them kill. I'm not sure what that'll accomplish, but we'll kill some of them.
We'll have completed our job, getting our payment, and then
we'll have
fuck off. We
completed our job, so, you know.
Damn.
Look, I'm not normally like this, but...
I like any plan that ends in and then we fuck off. So.
But look, this is not normally what I do, but I, honestly, this seems... fine.
Yeah. I mean, look, can we take this to, like, Kingsman headquarters somehow?
We were supposed to deliver them somewhere, so we just...
Deliver them?
Yeah, I didn't listen long
enough
for that
bit. Where were we supposed to deliver the stuff?
Right, so we just...
Yeah.
Go get the ship, bring it back, we'll load the eggs.
Yeah, they sent us the coordinates. And I do believe it is where the main, you know, facility is, because...
Cool.
I'm in. I'm fully in. Look, it is worth saying, crew, if we do take this on, we would be opening ourselves up to being hunted to the ends of the galaxy by the Kingsman.
Why? We did our job. We just hand it over.
Well, just quick team confab. Look, we were told to bring them an egg. We just
they
bring them some
heat
eggs,
up.
And I think get the fuck out. I mean, it doesn't. I don't know what they're gonna do with them. Make an omelet. Like it's just we. You know, they want us to bring eggs to the Kingsman. Kingsman want us to bring eggs to the Kingsman. I don't see what a problem is.
I see the point. I do see the point.
But they hatch if they just get warm?
Yes.
Okay. So
we'll keep it in the bushy bit of the ship.
Yeah, the bushy end.
All right. I mean, I don't see any... I mean, so long as we're confident that we can keep it cold.
Absolutely.
I trust Flynn with my life.
Yeah.
Then we're good.
So we're all agreed. We're going to put these deadly eggs on our ship.
On our very cold ship.
Which we
ship.
Believe to be very cold.
Yes.
Yes.
We've just walked into a
how have you been
top tier meeting, murdered a man, then had a...
How have you been keeping... I'm really sorry about the other guy. Can he still be alive? Is there any way he's still alive, or is he definitely dead?
He looks down at him.
Yeah.
Shakes his head.
I already smashed one guy's brain out, so that's, you know, it's beyond. We've killed four people.
You know, not as bad a track record as the Kingsman, to be fair.
It's true.
We will forgive upon delivery.
I just don't know if I'll forgive.
Are you willing to pay
myself
us for this?
I don't think we need, we've killed four of them.
All right.
They're victims of slave trade.
Look, if we get into trouble with the Kingsman, are you willing to kind of help us out a bit?
We will send more Kha'zix eggs.
I like the sound of that.
All right. Fuck it.
Excellent. If we're all agreed, we're gonna...
honestly, problem on my end, and that's surprising even to me.
This is a jungle
but
planet.
Look, slave traders, I know that for a fact, and... I've got a means of killing them
Let me ask you this.
Look,
and I'm doing the jump that they asked me to do.
If we complete the job, we can basically sidestep this entire moral
we did
dilemma
exactly what
completely
they,
by just
we did exactly
fulfilling
what they,
our role under capitalism.
Provided our ship can remain cold.
Now, Mantis Man.
Yes.
This is planet is jungle, correct?
Yes.
How keep egg cold?
Fuck you.
We cut to the landing bay. Who went back to go get the ship and who is...
I did, because I'm the only pilot.
Yeah.
I touch my thing, and I... And then the... Inside the ship.
Really?
Damn, we can do that?
Yeah.
Cool.
I have that button.
God. Oh my god.
I think Margo and Cargo go to move heavy things.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Russ, how do you feel this is going?
I feel it's going great.
me too. So.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for us to all get on the ship with these eggs.
Me too.
Okay, so you are teleporting into the ship.
That's what I said with all the sound effects.
Yep, without opening any doors. Cool, great. You are in the ship. You are the only one in the ship or somebody else went with you?
Oh no, Flynn's gonna die.
I would like to go. And I would like to go as to inspect the cold.
Okay. Roger that.
Guys, I think we just lost Flynn and Quasar.
Flynn is unhappy about you checking on his work.
Well, I'm sorry, Flynn, but if we're going to be transporting the most deadly creatures imaginable on this ship, I'm not going to take it a chance that we're going to be able to keep the hull cold.
Well, maybe you should have helped me back there.
Elves. They just don't trust us.
I think you'll find I'm a Scrothan. Yes.
Space elf.
Not elf.
Yeah, same
Very
thing.
Similar, but Scrothan, please.
The two of you are in the cockpit having this conversation, and Flynn, you're firing up all the engines and everything.
Yep.
As Quasar, you walk back to the rear of the ship. You took premonitions, yes?
Yes, I did.
As you approach that back door, you get a strong sense.
Thank God you're magic.
You get a strong sense that something is wrong on the other side of that door. Like, things are vibrating that aren't just normal engine. There's, like, frost that's building up and, like, coming out of the hinges and seams of the door.
I sense danger, don't I?
You do.
Flynn?
Yes?
Flynn, you fucked it.
I beg your excuse me?
Flynn, will you come look at this with me, please?
Fine.
I put the ship on autopilot.
The ship continues on and is approaching the landing bay.
Does that look normal to you?
Well, there's a lot of cold that's being contained in a very short, bushy area.
Yes. I believe I've had a premonition from the subspace waves that I can peer into. On as a super sight as my species can see beyond.
A language, professor.
Look, this is wrong. This is wrong. We're going to die.
Well then, like, fix it.
Me?
Oh my god. Then
I'll fix it.
If you think there's a problem, fix it. That's how we solve things.
I'm
right
sorry.
There.
I wasn't aware I was here to clean up your mess.
If you discover a problem, you use your individual methods to fix it. That's how we always operate.
I mean, I've had that kind of job before.
I hit things with bricks.
where that was what happened.
You feel like you're approaching the landing bay now, like things are firing off and coming in for a smooth landing. Margo, Cargo, and Raph, you're waiting for the delivery of the eggs, which they've told you are in a sealed unit. And you
I
see the ship
it.
Coming in.
Like a carton, yeah.
I would like to radio over to Margo, Cargo, and Raph, and I would like to just say, please
stop, Quasar.
Hold off opening the cargo bay. We believe we've discovered a rather serious problem, and you may be in severe danger if you open the doors. Thank you. Goodbye.
That goes against everything I believe
Before
in.
Before we touch down, I want to just click the hover button, and we just hover above the bay, just like, no, we're not quite landing yet. Just one sec. We're hovering.
Are we left making polite small talk with these... Lavoilians that we've just massacred.
Nasty weather today.
It's a lovely jungle, yeah.
I took my translator.
More smiling and nodding.
Really wish we could
talk
to you.
Pointing at stuff.
Flynn, please could you have a look at this and
try to figure out what's wrong. If we don't fix this, there is no way that we can proceed with the mission.
Fine. Okay, so it looks like there's too much cold coming out, so...
Yes.
Probably need to stop that.
Yes.
Let me see here. I want to go to the computer on the wall and check out the liquid nitrogen output.
Science, yep.
I'd like to science.
You see that the knob is cranked to 11.
And that's out of 5, so that's bad.
And the automatic shutoff is frozen and destroyed.
So somehow it got cranked up much higher than it's supposed to. And one small spark will ignite everything because of all the CO2 in the air. So.
Naturally. When you say somehow, Flynn, do you mean that you did that?
I think that if I was bullied a little less on this ship, I would be able to focus on my work a little bit.
Perhaps you'd be bullied less on this ship if you did your work right.
So you've killed us. I have some concerns about workplace bullying.
No, this is the emotional theme of this episode. That's the special episode on a Friday night.
It's our Friday night special, guys.
Yeah.
Treat each other
nicely.
Well,
can we fix it? Can we ventilate?
Yes, of course we can fix it.
Can we ventilate the cargo bay?
Yes.
Can we see from the outside? Is the tail all frozen?
Yeah.
Is the bushy end all frozen visibly from the outside?
I like that. Yeah, it's frosted up and...
There's a problem here.
Very clearly, there is an issue. The resilient squirrel is looking less than resilient.
No.
And as you observe that, as it's kind of like hovering and spinning where it is, a bay door opens and two large freezer units come out.
Motherfucker.
Being pushed by two Lavoils each, and they kind of look to you and gesture towards the ship and shrug.
I don't know that Cargo understands that this is bad. I think it looks frozen from the outside. Probably he thinks, great.
Yeah.
It's frozen in there.
No, because the nerd said it was bad.
Right.
The nerd said that bad stuff was going on.
But it looks so cold and we need it to be cold, so I just thought
that's true. It baffles me too, but I guess somehow it's cold in the wrong way, if that makes any...
That does not make any sense.
I know, right? I thought there was there was one way things could be cold, and this was good.
This... cold, good.
But apparently
eggs,
there's something
cold,
very dangerous.
Good.
Yeah, apparently something very dangerous.
One of the Lavoil taps Margot on the shoulder and then gestures you towards a timer that's on these that says 1:56.
Oh, fuck.
Why would they put a timer on for such a short period of time?
Wait. So what do we have to do? To refrigerate them or what?
Do they hold up a plug? And
can we just put it back where you got it from? Or
yeah.
They tap their imaginary watch and they're like,
it's the same in every
both arms. It's two arms pointing to the wrist on both the other arms.
That's right.
Okay, wait. Quasar, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm here, Captain. Yes.
We have a minute to fix it before the eggs hatch.
Hey, friends, it's me, Russ Moore. Hopefully, you're enjoying this episode with all of its twists and turns. Few twists, few turns. The back half of this episode is a riot. I literally just finished editing it, came back to record this, and was laughing so loud, I think you're really going to enjoy it. And you know where you're going to laugh even louder is over on Realms of Peril and Glory. They have a great time over there with intrigue and laughter and adventure. Find Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts. Tell them we sent you when you find them on social over there. We'd really appreciate that. And now some news from Facing Fate. We will be releasing a new season of Cthulhu. Cthulhu Season 2 coming early next year. Probably February or March. Firm dates to be announced soon. And now, let's get you back to the episode of Facing Fate, Off-World, Episode 2. How do we fix this problem?
We have a minute to fix it before the eggs hatch.
We have a minute to fix it before the eggs hatch.
Flynn, we have a minute.
Yeah, no pressure.
Well, we have a minute to fix before something happens. We don't... It might be counting down to... fireworks.
Wait. I'm telling them we have a minute, because even if it's not a minute till they hatch... That'll get them moving faster. If they can't do it in a minute, then we're screwed anyway, right? So,
Right, Flynn, I would like to help you. How can I help?
Describe more science. More science, Amy, please.
Everybody feel free to chime in with your science.
Please give me some science terms. Actually, can we just brainstorm a few science terms real quick? Just
everybody
shout them
out. Reverse the polarity.
I would suggest that we ventilate.
Some ventilation.
I would like to suggest that we alternate the ventilators.
Alternate ventilators.
So as
I like
to
it.
Maintain a equilibrium of sustainable temperature.
There's too many in one go.
We reroute the power to the starboard shield.
Okay.
Wait, kids, how fast does this ship go? Because you know what's real cold? Space.
Like where your head's at.
Bungee rope them to the back. Blast it up, and I think we're there.
Now, can these creature insect eggs survive in a vacuum?
Okay, I think I've got enough science-y words to figure this out.
Okay.
All right, Quasar, here's what we're going to do. We need to reverse the polarity so that we can properly vent out the excess cold air and CO2, and then we can actually convert that power back into the solar wing system and upgrade our light speed.
I understand what you've said completely.
This makes perfect. Even I understood that. And
it was in layman's
dense.
Terms.
Yeah.
Of course. Yep. Thank you for speaking in English, as the captain would say.
Finally, somebody who knows what they're talking about.
So I need you on that computer. So you can slowly vent, as I will work over here, turning this knob to reverse the polarity.
Fantastic.
Science.
Roll
here.
That.
I'm going to roll it.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
I think Margo and Cargo ready themselves to, like, lift and move as quickly as...
I'm just talking to, like, one of the Mantis people, and I know they can't understand me, but I'm just going, like... And that's when I looked at Margo and I said, I knew we should have gone left back there.
Nine.
Anyways, you guys taste awful.
Yeah. Do you know how bad you guys taste? It's rancid.
All of this happens. Knobs are being turned. Pressure's being released from the ground. You see this vent of liquid nitrogen clouds forming around the back of the ship. Quasar and Flynn, you see like the things kind of dropping. All the rattling is stopping. And then... like a bolt shoots off and nitrogen blasts the hand of Flynn.
Ah! Oh, shit.
You look at your hand, it's like completely frozen, but you feel from the other side like the pressure has dropped, and if you were to open the door, it wouldn't explode in your face and blow up your ship.
It came with a cost.
All right, we're good. We're good to go.
Everyone's fine.
Flynn might have lost a hand, but, you know.
Quickly! It's flashing.
We need to move.
There's
some
angry
go.
Flashing
let's
happening.
Yep.
Yes, open those
doors.
Open the doors. Get these eggs.
It was my left hand. I'm able to land the ship fine.
We have autopilot. I don't know what we need you for.
Ship lands
back. I'm the only one who knows where the autopilot button is.
Thank God they've not managed to invent an auto hit with a rock and a brick and a sock, because I'd be gone.
Ship lands, cargo doors open, everybody rushes as it's like 5, 4, 3. You get in and close and you feel it repressurizing. You're able to get out as the frost begins to come back up the window.
Cool. So we just land in the Kingsman's base, and we tell them the eggs are back there. Feel free
and
to go get the door.
Then we fuck off. Your favorite plan.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Can I get the translator back out and ask them, excuse me, chaps. I don't know why I've suddenly like really decided to lean into English, but I have. Excuse me, chaps. Could you tell me a bit about how long these eggs take to reconstitute once they've been removed from the cold?
Ah, yes there, Governor. We got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Fantastic. Thank you.
There's an accent choice on here so that you can just hear the person's
like
response.
Like a sat nav,
Yeah. That's the only way I understand it. If they were speaking in a different accent, it'd be...
Beyond us.
It's all French to me.
I hit the button that takes us to the coordinates that were sent to us from before.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all.
We all try and look
is.
where the autopilot button is, because it's been a big secret.
I fake you out with my weird black gnarled hand now.
You bid the little voiles adieu and rocket off into space. And it's a lengthy trip, but we cut to or fade to you at the holding point, the checkpoint, before entering the Kingsman's domain. A controller comes over the intercom.
Yes, what's your business?
Howdy, it's Raph Lone Wolf, and I've brought these eggs for the Kingsmen.
You brought, is it Kazakh eggs that we asked?
You know it's the Kazakh eggs, all right?
All right.
I'm not bringing you hen's eggs, okay? I'm bringing you Kazakh eggs.
It's under the contract from Krog Helflim?
Yes.
Was it the contract? Yes!
Okay, you sounded confident. Great. Yeah. Proceed to Bay 6.
Fantastic.
Guys, I have an idea.
What's the idea?
Every single one of your ideas has worked out perfectly so far, so hit us.
So there's a timer, right? And it only takes 5 minutes for an egg to thaw. What if we put a timer for 10 minutes?
We'll drop it off so we can be gone.
And they will hatch at the 5 minute point, because this is not a refrigeration unit, but they don't know that.
I like
That's it. I love it.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Shall we get paid first?
Absolutely. I gotta fix his hand. I think I want to go robotic.
Ah, cool.
I was gonna suggest. I feel like robotic would look really good on you, because then you could have a monkey wrench built in.
I look at cargo because we know that we're gonna take it as soon as it's...
Sorry. Then you could have a space monkey wrench built in.
And then I look at you guys like, we know we're gonna have another staff meeting about this.
Okay, you set the timer for 10 minutes and land down into Bay 6. Who gets out to greet and or open doors? What's plan here?
Maybe Flynn and Margo go with Cargo have the refrigeration units, and the captain and I can go talk to whoever's meeting us.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna rely on the fact that they don't want to talk to me because they hate me.
And you guys can like do the diddly do to set it so it looks convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, let's let Flynn program it,
Flynn
then run back to the pilot
it.
Seat.
We can lift it.
Yeah, we'll be ready to, but like, again, after we get paid.
Yes.
So it's the last, you know, it's the last thing, you drop it off and you're like, bye. So it doesn't look like we've necessarily. Yeah. This is the forward planning, you see.
Yeah, we'll go out ahead, collect the payment.
I'm going to send a message to them saying like, I want Krag to pay us up front for these eggs, okay? We took great pains getting them. I personally smashed several mantis heads open for these eggs, so we want payment up front, all right?
Yes, he was forced to eat some guts.
You say forced.
By his own mind.
Forced by my own twisted mind.
Yeah, Krog will meet you in the bay.
It does feel as though he lives in a prison of his own creation.
Krog.
Let's see the scene of Flynn describing the timer set up to Margo and Cargo.
Are you mad at me?
No, I love this.
Are we having a marital dispute?
Yeah.
Whatever, this is a little more straightforward than tell me how you decompress them. And I'm never choosing geek again. All right, so I'm just going to press here, 10 minutes, but really it's only 5.
So I'll press start now.
Right.
So we're going to press start.
Now.
No, not now. Not now. Once it leaves the cold room.
So when they're back after we get paid.
Yes.
We'll take it out.
And press start.
And press the button.
So we leave the cold room and you press start. And then we come and get the box.
No. We will take the box out of the cold room, press start, and give the box to them.
Okay. So now.
Say it back to me. No, not now. Okay, say it back to me.
We cut down to the landing bay.
So Quasar, that's when I looked at Margo and I said, I knew we should have turned left back there.
Yes.
Ah, Raph.
Yes.
Raph, it's good to see you again, friend.
Quasar.
Shut up, Crag. You flipping dweeb.
God, it's Krog. You can't even get it right. It's Krog.
I'm doing it deliberately,
You're
Crag.
The worst. All right, you got the eggs?
Of course we got the eggs. You think I just showed up here asking for the money? I don't have the eggs.
You've done it before.
He has done it.
Okay. You know, you've got me on that one, Crag, my man. All right, you know. Okay, okay, you're not a complete moron, I get it, okay.
Yeah, you were like, look at all these fine art establishment pieces. Oh, yeah, it was just finger paints.
Yeah, and it was my best finger paints, Crag. So could you not disrespect me in front of my crew again?
To be completely fair, Margo and Cargo did work very hard on some of those pieces.
Yeah, we put time into that.
Let's see these eggs before I'm giving you anything.
They're big eggs. Okay, they just look like big eggs.
Okay, I want to see that you've got them.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Mr. Healthian, look, if we take these eggs out of cold storage, they will begin to hatch after 10 minutes. So as soon as we present them to you, you will have 10 minutes to make sure they are put into cold storage, or they will begin to hatch.
No problem. It takes exactly 5 minutes and 10 seconds to get down to cold storage. We've been timing
Naturally.
It.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Great. 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 So you'll be very well prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. So if we bring them out here, we'll do a quick inspection, you can pay us, and we'll be on our way.
Now, we're on a space station, right?
Uh-huh. Do you not know where you landed?
Hey, well, you know, nobody told me. Okay, because everybody was too busy giving me lip. So we're on a space station, yeah? Now, you're sure you can keep egg cold on space station?
Yeah, we've got freezer unit downstairs just designed for this.
Right. I just wanted to make sure, because I don't want you to accidentally crack these eggs open and everybody die.
Just show me the eggs, Raph.
I'll calm up to Flynn. Flynn, it's ready for the inspection of the eggs. If you can just bring the refrigeration units down to the landing bay. Thank you.
Sure thing. Okay. Now, Marco, you got it?
Now?
Yes, now. Yeah! You have to go. You have to go.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna go.
Yeah,
we're gonna
go. Don't go.
Cargo bay door comes down. Margo and Cargo's quickly running out as Flynn's motivating them from behind.
Sternly.
Quasar and Raph, you see two, like, trolley carts being pushed out that look like they're filled with most likely gold or credits of whatever sort. You know, there's no bank
system. Gold-pressed platinum, I understand.
That's right. That's
coins?
Right. Coins. Exactly.
I only take payment in coins, Krog. All right.
You know, I know. You only like the coins. You like to roll them in your fingers and make them feel
That's
all
right.
fancy.
That's right. I like to dive into them because they're liquid.
Yeah, who do you think you are, Scrooge McDuck?
I don't know who that is. Scrooge
McDuck.
It's
from your culture.
He's me.
These are cultural touchstones.
What?
What are you talking about? Mickey Mouse. Mickey
who?
Mouse? My lord.
Hey, boss, do we take this on the ship now?
Yes. No, you can bring this down. Bring this down.
Krog goes over with one of his guards, and while you two are arguing, and looks through like the little port window in this, and he sees.
Can you see in there, all right, Krog?
I see in there, all right. Just give me a little lift, okay? Just don't let him see that you're lifting me up higher, so I can see in the window.
Are they lifting you, Krog? You little
freak. Come on. Damn it. I need a lift, okay? I didn't bring my stool.
Yeah, I know
out
you
here.
Need a lift, you dweeb.
You hold him by the scruff of his neck.
All right, yeah, that's good. I see the two eggs.
I should call you Krog Short Stuff.
All right, you just got to sign the documents, okay? Releasing the eggs. And then you what? Get your pardon.
Raph goes, you know I don't know how to write.
Captain, are you going to sign?
Do what now?
Sign your name here at the bottom of the paper. Then the Kingsmen don't chase you down because of the last
sign
things you
what?
Messed up.
I'll sign it.
Perfect. All right.
Is this some kind of... You're trying to double cross us here, Krog. First you want the eggs, then you want me to sign my name. How many more jobs you have for us, Krog?
Margo, Cargo, could you please load all the money and
Sign
credits onto the ship?
You're a little more agitated than usual there, Raph. Like, I know these trades don't go
you
really well.
You bring it out of me, Krog, because you're just an agitative character.
I had set my watch to And we're at, like, the three-minute mark, and I just calmed and be like,
I think it's time. I think it's time to go.
Yes, we have to go, Krog, unfortunately. Duty calls. We have another job.
Uh-huh. Who giving you a job? I didn't give you no jobs. Who are you working with on the side?
It's a personal job, I'll have you know. We have to go find some fucking weird mate
Flan.
Yeah, we've got to get a new hand, Flan.
Quasar is about to enter his people's mating cycle.
Yes, all right. We don't have to talk about the ping frog.
He's about to get real randy, and it's great. He was getting set off on the way here. It was vile, frankly.
It's very personal, Captain.
All right, great. Enjoy your trip. Hey, get these eggs out of here. What does the timer say? Oh, we got lots of time to get them down there still.
All right.
Now, don't put them in too early, because if you freeze them too much, they double hatch.
What do you say? You got 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, so exactly on the 10 is when
Krog, he's an idiot.
Okay, great. Great talking to you. Hey, don't go too far. I got probably another gig for you coming your way.
All right.
Well, it's good seeing you. Hey, what kind of situation was it down there?
A bloodbath.
War. It was hell. Krog, you know anything about that.
Kingsmen were winning then?
I smashed a mantis's brains out with a brick and a sock. Have you ever smashed a mantis's brains out with a brick and a sock, you little bleed?
I calm you guys again.
I heard about 45 seconds.
Yes, we'll see you
later.
Wait,
I feel like I got about 45 more seconds.
I dragged the captain by the scruff of his shirt back into the ship.
Margo and Cargo have definitely brought
the
carts
loaded.
Of gold up.
Yeah.
Like, with the enthusiasm of children on a shopping cart, you know, just kind of like,
now you definitely brought the gold in to us and the eggs out to them.
Yes, Captain.
Yes.
Right, okay. Flynn, we're ready to go.
When I hit that button secretly. Beep. You know, the autopilot button.
Correct. Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
I pressed the fly.
That's how I'm getting away with not
He's
having.
He's the only one who can do
roll.
It. He's the only one who took pilot.
That's how I. Sure. I don't have to roll for it.
Okay. Cargo door goes.
I tried pressing that button once. It just electrocuted me. I don't know how it happened.
It's a two
it's
button.
It's got like
system.
A fingerprint
yeah.
scanner in it.
Okay. Cargo door goes up. You hover. You see Krog kind of wave you off from the landing bay, and you head out through the checkpoint. And it's about 1 minute later when an incoming message bing, comes up.
Hey, Krog, how those eggs treated?
What did you do?
You hear screaming and hollering going on in the background, gunfire.
Krog,
I knew you'd mess it up.
I told you very clearly, 5 minutes,
Krog. I told you if you did it too late, they'd double hatch.
We're gonna get you soon, Krog.
Get us for what? We gave you the eggs.
Krog, we told you clearly, 5 minutes. We have a contract.
We gave you the eggs, Krog.
Like one of these massive, hideous creatures jumps across the scene and like just bites his head off. His body's standing there and then just falls flat.
That's
hooray!
Now, well, Flynn, did you record that?
Did I record the message?
Yeah, I just want to cycle back 10 seconds and just double check.
I think they always auto-record.
Cool, so I'm just going to cycle back 10 seconds. I'm just going to watch it again.
Do you want to leave this in your private quarters?
No. It only works for me if everybody watches.
What did you do?
Okay. I'm
That's
satisfied.
Enough, Captain. That's enough, Captain.
Another day saved.
And scene.
Facing Fate Off-World Episode 2, starring Amy Moore as Flynn Schluter, Carla Maxted as Cargo Wynn, with Zachary Fortes Gom as Quasar Pulsar, Liz Campbell as Margot Wynn, and James Barbarossa as Raph Lone Wolf. Russ Moore, that's me. I play your Game Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Facing Fate theme music is by Eli McElvie. Gameplay today is Offworlders by Chris P. Wolfe. A huge thank you to Zach, Liz, and James for joining us today, and you can find more from them on their show, Realms of Peril and Glory, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you would like to hear the character and ship build we did for Offworld, join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. As always, a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Lula Hand, and Charlie Warley. Tune in next week for the dramatic, climactic, and outright hilarious conclusion of Facing Fate Off-World. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon. Facing Fate is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Ooh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.